What's up, guys? Welcome to my new episode of Transformation. This week we start with my new track, DJ Var Dream My Past, out of Mr. Ambrose Recordings. Enjoy! a wonderful track. This was Matt Davey featuring Kate Dorman, Sunrise, Here I Am Out on a State of Trance. A really wonderful remix of one of the very best classics in trance ever. I still remember when it came out in 1999. This track brings me a lot of great remembers and memories. But anyway, now it's time to pass to another great uplifting track. Armin van Buuren versus Arctic Moon versus One Republic. If I Lose Myself coming home in the Shura Vlasov mashup. Enjoy.
Myself tonight, it'll be you.
another wonderful track. Now I'm about to support my friend DJ Santos with his tracks Nightfly and Unconscious. We'll be right back. Okay, now it's time to move to another couple of uplifting tracks. From a real Italian talent, Emanuele Congedu, Letter to Enya, out on AEZ Recordings. And the other track would be ever from Emanuele Congedu, First Kiss, ever out on AEZ Recordings. Just fantastic tracks. We just entered the darkest part of transformation. This was Oberon Stabilized out on Discover Dark. Now I'm gonna leave you with the last two tracks of this episode. They are both from Peter Plasnik. The next one is The Experiment and the last one is Fresh Expression, and they're both out on Discover Dark. See you next episode, guys. Bye bye.
outer wheel is divided into 64 partitions. The 64 is derived from the I Ching and its 64 hexagrams. This construct divides the wheel into genetic potentials. In human design, planetary imprinting is classified according to positions in a gate. Every position within the arc of that gate has a value. A gate has an arc of 56 minutes, 15 seconds. And each gate can be subdivided into lines, colors, tones, and bases, giving 1,080 unique points of value. Human design is truly the science of differentiation. The graph is built on centers or energy information hubs. The centers are rooted in the Hindu Brahmin chakra system, which had formed principal masteries in the age of the seven centers.
The connections between the centers, known in design as channels, from the centers of Kabbalah.
Since how little we know about human history. Now let's say, best case scenario, each one of us lives to be 100 years old. Now if you took those days, birth to death, and made them back to back, all the people in the room would be 30,000 fucking years. That's a long time. Is this?